guest today is Charles E. Carlson. His website is charlesecarlson.com. And you were talking about the Scofield Reference Bible and how people really don't look at the Bible and read the source material, but they look at what has been written about it. And I think that's true with just about any field of study. They don't want to do all the hard work. They just want somebody to say, okay, this is what it says, and let me break it down for you and put it in a couple of sentences.
Kind of right. We are lazy and we tend to do that. Of course, if you were Jewish and you were going to study your religion, you would go get the Jewish Old Testament, and you would probably burn the New Testament because most Jews don't believe Jesus existed, or if he did, they don't believe he was what he said he was. But if you're a Christian and if you think you you want to be Christian, the thing to do is to read the few words, a few little chapters in the New Testament, and then go back and read the Old Testament in context and the New Testament, rather than doing it backwards, rather than inventing modern physics by reading Sir Isaac Newton and then guessing as to what atomic physics is all about, you might say.
Sure.
I'd like to talk about this little passage that is so prominent in every Christian Zionist church. It's used in every Christian Zionist church. It's used by every Israeli that I met who wanted to convince you, and they're very prepared to convince you that they own the land and God gave it to them. And so, supposedly, back 3,000 years ago, this man named Abram was asked by God to go off and do a mission. And God spoke directly to him according to the Genesis 12, the 12th chapter of Genesis. And here's what he said. I'm just going to read this out of the King James Version of the Bible. It says God sent him off on this job and told him to leave home and go where God sent him, which turned out to be the area today known as Palestine. Anyway, and he said, I will bless thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will bless thy name, and make it great, and thou shalt be blessed. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, the way Christians, Christ followers, have always viewed this passage is that this little blessing means, I will bless them, in thee all the families of the earth will be blessed. This describes the blessing. That is interpreted by all Christian faiths, Catholic, all Protestant faiths, to mean that this was a prediction of the coming of a new covenant in Jesus Christ, the coming of Jesus Christ. He would be the blessing to all the families of the earth. This is the attitude that all Christian churches take about why these words were important. But now let me read to you what Christian Zionists says about these same words out of the footnotes written right underneath them in the 1967 version of the Scofield Reference Bible. Here's what Scofield and here's what Christian Zionist leaders say these words mean. This is what you would get if you went into the big church run by Lon Solomon in McLean, Virginia, or the little church down the street from me in Arvada, Colorado. God made an unconditional promise of blessing through Abram's seed to the nation of Israel to inherit a specific territory forever. Now, this is an interpretation. Now, where in the words I read a minute ago did it say that God promised the present-day state of Israel anything? The present-day state, there was no state of Israel at that time.
Right. And you need to disseminate or figure out between country and nation. Nation meaning people, not a place. All righty, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Carlson. His website is charlesecarlson.com. And, you know, I see this as beginning a bit earlier also, and having something to do with Freemasonry, because Napoleon Bonaparte, who was a Freemason, while camped near Acre, announced in a written proclamation to the Jews dated April 20th, 1799, that he was going to restore Palestine to them. And of course, he did ascend the throne and was on the throne until 1815. But there was also an assembly of notables, a group called the Sanhedrin, that met in Paris on February 9th, 1807, when 100 rabbis and 25 lay people from various parts of Europe met to authorize, in behalf of world Jewry, any compact made with Napoleon, or presumably any other government leader who would support them in their seizure of Palestine. But anyway, getting back to the Old Testament and New Testament, and I think of Testament as the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The Old Testament says, do not kill. The New Testament says, well, don't even be angry with your brother. So it's a type of obedience and a type of that you're moving forward, and I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Very, very well said. And of course, Christian Zionist has to get rid of that little adage, thou shalt not kill, so that essentially in the Christian Zionist churches you don't hear the Ten Commandments preached, because they're all about what you can't do. And by the same token, you don't have Jesus' words about blessed are the peacemakers talked about very much. This is the characteristic of those churches. And your point here about Freemasonry holding these meetings back in 1907 is very interesting, because That was at the very time that Cyrus I. Schofield was writing this book that we're referring to. He published it in
1807. 1807.
100 years before then. Oh, 1807.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so there was, we've run into something interesting in that a Masonic group called the Knights Templar actually is sponsoring, taking Christian pastors out of mainline churches that don't really believe in Christian Zionism and giving them junkets to Israel. I don't know the significance of that, but we have found that to actually happen, and I know that for an absolute fact. I've confronted it personally, and it does go on. So there is some connection of these organizations and groups that is ongoing. But the use of the Schofield Reference Bible has been the largest book used in promoting Christian Zionism. And just before the break, we said that Schofield had interpreted this little statement by Abraham about starting leaving home and going out and being blessed by God in exchange for being faithful, and the promise that Abraham would somehow be remembered in history, that this has been converted into a land grant.
Right.
Where every Israeli will tell you God promised this land to the state of Israel forever. And, of course, there was no such thing as Israel at the time of Abraham. He was not even a glint in the eye, because the man who chose the name Israel for himself was to be three generations later. So there was no even word. And then Schofield goes on. He says, note number two, God made an unconditional promise of blessing to Abraham to the state of Israel to inherit a specific territory forever. And then three, there is a promise of blessings upon those individuals and nations who bless Abraham's descendants. And a curse laid upon, get this, a curse laid upon those who persecute the Jews. Now, keep in mind, the word Jews did not come into use until the 17th century. So here, the Cyrus I. Schofield has simply created the Jewish race back in the time of Abraham, long before there was even a land of Judea.
Right.
This is accepted and believed today as a reason why the Jewish people in Israel are to be blessed, and why you must bless them at all costs. And then finally, note number three, and then I'll shut up and let you take questions or whatever. But note number three, written in the bottom of page 19 of this Schofield Reference Bible, 1967, says, a promise to the Gentiles, I will bless them that bless thee. Those who honor Abraham will be blessed, and curse those that curse thee. This was a warning literally fulfilled in the history of Israel's persecution. And then get this. It is invariably fared ill with people who have persecuted the Jew, and well with those who have protected him. And then listen to the final words. For a nation to commit the sin of anti-Semitism brings inevitable judgment. So you have 70 million people who are taught that our nation, if our country does not properly honor Israel, that our nation will then be subject to God's eternal judgment as a nation.
Wow.
This written into these footnotes of the text that are the part of what John Hagee and every Lon Solomon and every Judeo-Christian leader in every one of these giant mega churches is teaching the people who we've come to call Christian Zionists, or more properly, I think, Judeo-Christians.
Right. Well, I believe that Hagee is a Jew, and probably Schofield was. And if you want to talk semantics, there's a big difference between nation or country, as it was expressed in the Old Testament. Nation meaning a great people, and country meaning a place. And he said nation. He did not say, you know, the scripture, the original scripture in the Old Testament says nation.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. Nation was a group of people, a tribe of some kind.
Right.
It was all tribal in those days. There were no boundaries.
Right.
if there were boundaries, it was usually some piece of water or some mountaintop that people couldn't get over very well or something.
Sure.
But there was no, of course, no nation of Israel at that time, and there were no Jews. The word had never was would be 2,000 years before it was even invented.
Yeah.
So you see how easily it is to deceive people once you get them into a church that is comfortable, and where it is a social experience, and where people can build their social life, their family life around the music and the. And the camaraderie.
Right, yeah.
This is what Judeo-Christianity has become. And, of course, we need to encourage people to go back to actually reading Jesus' words if they want to really follow Christ and see what Jesus told them to say. And kind of to sum it up, I guess, maybe not exactly, but the idea that Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is returning. There's going to be an event where Jesus actually comes back is what Judeo-Christianity is all about. And traditional Christianity pretty much holds without, you know, with minor exceptions, a few individuals here and there, but pretty much holds throughout that Jesus came. He provided a job for the people who followed him. He described what followers were supposed to think, what they were supposed to act like, what they're supposed to do. In some cases, he referred back to the Old Testament promises like the Ten Commandments, which he said don't violate these Ten Commandments. He created the creation of the new covenant is what Christianity was, and the old thing is back in the Old Testament. So the difference is, does one believe that Jesus is going to come stamping out all evil on earth and reigning like a king, or does he believe that He came, he gave us a job. We haven't done it very well because a lot of the evil is still here, but the task still remains. This is sort of traditional Christianity, and I know I get a lot of arguments about that, but that's kind of how I see traditional Christianity. And the idea of people ask me all the time, well, do you believe that Jesus is coming back again? Or don't you? And my argument is I really shouldn't care, because if I'm following what his teachings were, I would be doing the same thing no matter whether I thought he was coming back tomorrow and destruction of the world, or whether I didn't. And so that's my comment to people that want to ask me what I think. I think you ought to act like it doesn't matter, that your life is given to you to live, and that you should do it. If you want to call yourself a Christian, you should live it as Christ said, regardless of when or if you think there's going to be some future event.
Right. All righty. Let's take some callers. We've got some callers lining up. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Since we're quoting the Bible as the source, I suggest we review Matthew 7, 3, 4, and 5. Matthew 3, and why beholdest thou mote in thy brother's eye, but not consider the beam that is in thy own eye? We're challenging people that are adhering to their version of Scripture when Scripture has no pertinence after 70 A.D. with the destruction of all the remaining Judeans in the temple, except for the small temple in Egypt. So if you're going to study mythology mixed with history that has no relevance, it's all a herd conspiracy kind of projection, so you might as well make it up as you go along. So I don't know how we can get involved in this whole pursuit, but, hey, keep up the good work. Thank you much.
Thanks, Richard. All righty, we are going to a break, and when we come back, we'll take Ted in Georgia. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Charles E. Carlson. His website is charlesecarlson.com. Before we take another caller, do you want to comment on what Richard said?
Oh, no, just briefly. I have no problem with people who feel that the Bible is mythology and that the Book of Abraham is mythology. It really doesn't matter whether Abraham lived or not, or whether the story is just a Jewish fable. It is being used today to carry out an agenda in America and an agenda in Palestine. It's costing the lives of people as we speak. Probably somebody in Palestine has been shot with an American bullet while we've been talking, or right, beat up, or raped in jail. It's happening all the time, and the Bible is being used to carry that out. So the importance of it is that, in quoting this, is that this is something that is causing a result, and therefore we have to take it very seriously. It doesn't matter whether we think what we think about Abraham or not, and his relationship with God, or even if there is a God, I suppose.
Sure.
And then, secondly, I would say to people, read the entire book in context. When you read the New Testament, read the whole thing, and try to read it in the context of the whole thing and make decisions based on that, because what the Zionist movement does is it takes bits and pieces here and there and patches them together into arguments that we really can't handle. They make scriptural scrabble out of it, and so the Judeo-Christian church plays that game. It plays the game of scriptural scrabble. It gives you a dozen different passages all at one time, and it throws a meaning at you at all of it, and you go home confused, and you have no way of even coping or dealing with it because it's not presented in the logical fashion that you would present an argument from a history book or a chemistry book or something like that. All of Judeo-Christianity requires falsification. It requires the use of books like the Scofield Reference Bible. It requires patching together hunks and bits and pieces from all over scriptures to come up with a conclusion that we need to support the war in Israel, let's say, or we need to bomb Iran. Those are kind of conclusions that they actually come up with.
Well,
so whatever you read, read in context.
Right. I think that inherently we should know right from wrong inherently. And if we just think about it and just use the native intelligence that we have, that we would know what is wrong with warfare and without anybody telling us, okay, this is wrong or this is right or we should go bomb this country or that country. I mean, that's just, you just need to use your critical thinking skills.
Right, absolutely.
All right, let's take Ted in Georgia. Ted, welcome to the program.
I concur with what Charles is saying. I have a bachelor's degree from a Baptist university, a master's degree from a Baptist seminary, and I didn't learn any of this stuff in school. I have to fault the scholarship with much of this problem. I wrote church literature for 10 years, and I came to understand that everything that is published in the churches, all literature, is monitored by Jewish groups. And if anything gets out that is not favorable to Jews, somebody's head is going to roll. I have a problem with so many people, well-meaning people, attributing the Old Testament and the Torah to the Jews. That is not, they don't belong to the Jews. The only Jews you'll find in the Old Testament was the corruption of Babylon, which produced the ungodly Talmud. The only place you'll find Jews in the New Testament is the Pharisees. And we've got so much confusion in this area, and that is the cause of world problems. He's right about the tampering with the scripture and translating Judean as Jews and Judah as Jews. They were not. Jews are nothing but the Babylonian Talmud, and that is the most vile, vicious, anti-Christian writings ever written. And Benjamin Friedman, who was a converted Jew, exposed a lot of this stuff in a little book called Facts Are Facts. And Curtis B. Dahl did some writing on this, the son-in-law of Roosevelt. But there's so much confusion in this area, in the churches, and the late Pastor Sheldon Emery estimated that there are between 100,000 and 200,000 Judeo-Christian churches preaching this heresy. Jerry Falwell had a mailing list of 140,000 like-minded preachers and churches, and my estimate, it is somewhere between 150,000 and 200,000 churches preaching this heresy. So we have a lot of confusion. I have written some research papers on the covenants of the Bible. The New Testament, the New Covenant, is a fulfillment of the Old Covenant, and it just continues to confuse. I can't buy a book in a Christian bookstore because there's nothing worth taking home there.
All right, Ted, you can stay over if you'd like. We do need to go to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Today is Charles E. Carlson. His website is charlesecarlson.com. And we had Ted, who's a caller. Charles, did you want to comment on what Ted has already said? And
there's not much you can say about a great call like Ted's because he confirms affirms what we're talking about exactly, and he's got a theological and then writing background. And I'd just invite him to write to me and get in touch with me because I'd like to continue the correspondence with him privately, and people can write to me if they want to ask a question. You can just, I guess, use info, I-N-F-O, at WHTT.org. It stands for We Hold These Truths, WHTT.org. And I'd be happy to talk further with Ted and others like him. He did bring out one thing. He said one thing that I like to emphasize in the very first remark he made. He said that if you go against the Judeo-Christian teaching, you will hear about it, that the powers will come down upon you. And this is the absolute proof that the Zionist movement is very, very concerned. I mean, I'm talking about the world Zionist movement, the Israeli first movement, the political Israel movement. They're very concerned about supporting Christian Zionism. And anybody who speaks out against Christian Zionism, especially if they constructively expose what's wrong with it, is going to be condemned. And it will come down from big American Jewish organizations like the Anti-Defamation League. And it is very, very powerful condemnations against churches, for instance, who have tax-exempt status. It scares them to death to be challenged by AIPAC or by the Anti-Defamation League if they're taking tax-exempt status. These threats come down, and there are many, many examples of this. We could give a lot of examples in our own history where we have actually found ourselves under attack by these organizations when we didn't really think we were doing that much. We didn't see ourselves as being that important, and yet we had very virulent attacks against us. One, however, that is very recent is that a group of churches. We wrote an article, Hallelujah, Traditional Churches Challenge Congress on Gift Money to Israel. It's on the Charles E. Carlson website, and it'll link you to finding these churches that actually are asking Congress not to give this defense money to the State of Israel. And the interesting thing about this is that these churches that take these kind of positions immediately fall under attack. And when you go to search out the literature that they've produced, quite often it's disappeared. They're actually forced underground. So this was a case where important people in delegation positions from churches like the Evangelical Lutheran Church, the Presbyterian Church USA, the Mennonite Church, other pro-peace churches in America, had actually signed this request asking Congress to reconsider giving all these billions to Israel for supposedly Israel's defense, when that money is actually used to bomb the Palestinian children and imprison people and basically lock them up in these gulags. And those churches immediately become under attack. So our listeners need to separate the difference between the Judeo-Christian churches and the mainline churches that are actually have factions within them that see what's wrong and are trying to do something about it, but are under a lot of political pressure. And this is very common, and we write about it on our site. And if you stay in touch with our website, you'll hear more about this.
Right, and you can sign up as a subscriber and get regular emails.
Absolutely. We welcome people to subscribe, and you receive our emails directly from us about once a week.
Right. All right. Ted, did you have some other comments in response to what Charles has said?
Yes, I concur with what he's saying. Another point I'd like to make is so many people attribute the Old Testament tribes of Israel as being Jews, and that's just not true. The same race of Old Testament tribes of Israel are the same race of the Caucasian race today. It's taught in the churches that the Jews rejected their own Messiah, and then the Caucasian race was grafted into Christianity. Well, that's false teaching, and it's just not so. The Caucasian race is the same race of the Old Testament tribes of Israel. The name Caucasian comes from the Caucasus Mountains between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, when the 10 tribes of Israel were held captive by Assyria for almost a century. And that name stuck to them and through the centuries and over into Europe, and that's the tribes of Israel, and it's the same race today. But these churches attribute the Old Testament to the Jews, and that's just not true.
Ted, I'd like to amplify. You mentioned earlier the little book called Facts Are Facts, and I did a little search during the intermission, and you can read Facts Are Facts over the internet simply by remembering those words, facts, F-A-C-T-S, are facts, F-A-C-T-S, and search it under Google, and you'll come right up with this little book written by Benjamin Friedman, and he discusses this question of how the word Jew got to be in popular use. And of course, As Ted pointed out, he was a very prominent Jewish businessman in America in the 1950s. He owned a big soap company in New York, and he was a very prominent and dedicated Jewish guy who pretty much spent his fortune trying to expose the what's really wrong with Zionism
I agree. He made a great contribution to the truth in that little book. And I think he used a lot of his own money to promote his information. Yes. And I treasure that little book, and I pass it out to people, friends of mine.
Well, it's available on the Internet, and I think everybody should read that book. I believe it was the Woodbury Soap Company that Benjamin Friedman owned.
Right, yeah.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made really nice-smelling soap. And he, unbeknown to me at the time, I had no idea who he was for many, many years, but he was a patriotic American who put America's interests ahead of Zionist interests.
Yes. Well, I have a number of book studies, excellent books, that tie the racial connection between the Old Testament Israel and the Caucasian race today. And it's just not taught in the churches, and I have a problem with the scholarship. It just has totally failed.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Well, I really appreciate talking to you, Ted. I hope you will email me and stay in touch.
Yeah, let me write that down, how to get in touch with you.
You can use C.E. Carl is the most direct way. C.E., like Edward, C.A.R.L.,
okay.
WHTT.org. WHTT stands for WeHoldTheseTruths.org.
WHTT.org.
WHTT.org.
Okay, well, I'll get in touch with you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you for what you're doing. That's a very needed conversation today.
Well, thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's take Ken in Virginia. Ken, welcome to the program.
Yes, Charles. I was organized the Plainfield, New Jersey Council of Churches before I knew what the score was. I ran an ad in a local newspaper. Why are the communists opposing our troops in Vietnam? Well, the fact is, we know in that case, the communists were right. The Vietnam thing was the whole war was a mistake. So this was a case where the communists were actually right. It's an interesting, the good cop, bad cop, but I'd be interested in your comments on this matter.
Well, it takes us back a ways, and it's a little bit out of our area of study of the Vietnamese War, but I was a Cold War soldier a couple of times. I got drafted in the days of the draft a couple of times, and I just naturally realized from my own personal experiences that there was something wrong with the war system. We've now, of course, jumped over that into the volunteer or the mercenary war system, where people go into the military to get a job. That was the last thing in my era that anybody would ever do. You didn't go into the military to get a job unless you've been conscripted so many times that it just didn't pay to get out, as happened to some of us. Yes, we're finding out today, as we look at other countries writing about America, that they're more right about us than we are. They see our situation more clearly than we do. I see people in North Korea that write things that I actually agree with sometimes, as the caller said, I'd like to hear more about his organization if he'd write to me, and about the history of their organization, because we need groups today that actually go out into the mainline churches and just talk to them plainly, like we're doing on this program. With a little knowledge of Scripture, not too much, just a little knowledge of what the Bible is all about, and mainly with just common sense teaching and support for people in these churches. The Evangelical Lutheran Church, I know it's under enormous pressure to shut up about Israel. And, of course, the people in that church who are willing to speak out about Israel's crimes are very much in the minority, and so it's easy to stifle them when big-time financial and political pressure comes down from these enormous Zionist pressure groups that have been formed all around us. They have regular networks, and if you are targeted by them within 24 hours, your name will be all over the Internet, and the first thing that anyone will read about you is the criticism written of you by these pro-Zionist organizations. That's going on right in Congress today as people are being considered for appointments. The pressure is enormous. It comes down from AIPAC, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, which is really an Israeli lobby. It comes down from other political lobbies, literally hundreds of political lobbies that are spawned out of the foreign aid that we give to the state of Israel. It gets recycled back into America, into these lobbying groups, and comes down in the form of pressure groups. And so we go into other countries, like the very humble people I met in Gaza, who understood the news better than we did, than our children do. I saw people, these kids would go into the internet shops and with one Israeli shekel in a whole group of them, and they go into the internet shop and they plug into the internet and read the news, and there'd be a whole four or five little kids in a booth using one shekel to read the foreign news from all around the world inside the gulag called Gaza. So people, should be no surprise when Chinese people see things more clearly sometimes than we do, even Koreans and Vietnamese. It's happening all around us, and so we just need to do our part.
Yeah, I'm president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association. We're very successful, and on a nomination of Chuck Hagel, even though he's connected with the Foreign Committee on Foreign Relations, even though Obama's a traitor, this is a plus for our side. So I just wanted to add that information, because and I know that the people say, well, he's going to cave in time, but I think that it's going to make war is somewhat less likely. If we'd had Romney in, he's a friend of Netanyahu, why we'd been in the soup. And I want to tell Deanna that I'm reading your book. It's just an extraordinary book, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, so, well, thank you. Appreciate
right.
it very
so much.
Okay, so I'll let you go and take other calls.
All right,
well,
Ken, thank
great
you.
Great call. I would add that one of the intermissions here, I went to our old website, WeHoldTheseTruths, WHTT.org, and I just plugged in Chuck Hagel's name into our own search engine on our own site that goes back 10 years, and about five or six stories came up that we had just incidentally, without even knowing we were doing it, that Chuck Hagel was prominent in those, and it was kind of interesting to go back and read those, and it is the reason we're rebuilding our old 10-year site. We're not going to lose a thing off it. We're going to save everything, even when we were dead wrong about what we were saying. We're going to save it, because when an issue like this comes out, it's really valuable to us to be able to go back and see what we recorded about Chuck Hagel or other people going way back when.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have things on my website, too, that I think, oh, my gosh, did I really write that? Oh.
Well, we're not always right, are we? But
no.
we keep trying, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
And we learn as we go from our mistakes. And this is what we say to the people inside the Christian Zionist Church who are trapped in it. And in it, hey, don't make your children suffer for your mistakes. Let your kids at least understand the truth. You need to educate yourself for your own. And if you want to continue going to the church for the entertainment, what we say is, if the church's entertainment is so wonderful that you're willing to submit yourself to this false teaching to go there, well, by all means, go there, but cut down your contribution. Just pay them for the entertainment. A movie costs $10 today. If your family is four, give them $40 a week, but don't give them $400 a week. Give that to someone who can use it and will use it to carry out something good, like maybe Diana's Station or something.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Yes,
thank you, Ken.
Right. God bless you. Right.
Bless you, too. All right. Let's take Guy. Guy, welcome to the program.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
I'll be brief. I was listening to the program. I didn't catch all of it, but I heard one of the callers comment and mention of, I think it was expressed, that the Jews of today are not really Jews. So briefly, let me just share
You're kind of cutting in and out, Guy.
Give me a second.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, in short, you got the Bible actually comes from the continents of Babylon. So what we're really talking about, the Old Testament, is a Canaanite merchant system, and it's controlled theologically and sociologically today by oligarchs. So as you guys continue this conversation, understand that religion itself is just, it's not real. Religion itself is made up. I mean, we are spiritual, and we are real, but the lies that they've given us is not real. So I appreciate you guys' program.
Guy, you can hang on over the break. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, remove dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Charles E. Carlson. His website is charlesecarlson.com. Charles, would you like to comment on what Guy has said before we went to the break?
Yeah, he said we are spiritual beings, but the Bible is mythology. I believe that was kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but I think maybe he said that.
Uh-huh.
And again, I agree, we are spiritual beings. That's the important thing. Whether you want to look at the Bible as mythology or man scribbles or whatever, we are obligated to act. We are obligated to act like Jesus was right. I think If you look at Jesus' words as a teaching, they make sense. And, of course, Christianity is real to me because it makes sense. It's what we'd like to have our neighbor be like. And so maybe we ought to be like that, too. So no further comment other than that. We don't tell people what to believe about the reality of Scripture.
Right. Guy, did you have another comment?
Yeah, real quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Quick.
In short, the character, I like to use the analogy of the guy that uses the red letters. In short, if you notice his character, he's trying to raise up everybody around him. So in essence, we are the personification of God. This is what he's trying to get across. This is why he's trying to say, and when I say, I didn't say mythos, I just said basically based on the principles of codes from ancient religions all the way back to Egypt. But if you look at the message and the messenger, like the guy with the red letters, I think one of your guests had mentioned it earlier, is that we're supposed to, you know, not worship these individuals, and it's not as if they're real or not. We're supposed to live our lives like them, and this is what the characterization of the guy with the red letters is trying to extol in everybody, that we are literally the extension of God, and the kingdom of God is in us.
Right. So. Religion is how we behave. Okay, thank you so much, Guy. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we do have another caller, but we're quickly running out of time. I wanted to get your ideas, your opinion of CI, Christian Identity. We probably ought to save that for another program.
Yeah, you better save that for another program. I probably have to do a little research to even remember that.
Okay. Well, let's quickly take Byron in Georgia with a real quick question. Byron?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, quickly.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know the reason why the Christian Zionists do this heretical false teaching. Isn't it due to the fact of the CI or Cyrus Scofield Bible?
Right. Yeah, we
covered
that.
Yes, sir, we treated that earlier, and if you go back and listen to the early parts of the program, maybe you can pick that up on the replay. They're all available, aren't they, Diana?
Right, right. They're in the archives, and we did talk about that in the first.
And you're absolutely right, and he is one of the big heretics, but there are many others that have followed him, and there are many other Bibles that have followed the Scofield Reference Bible and have basically did their own take on it. John MacArthur, for instance, wrote his own study Bible. It's every bit as bad as the Scofield Reference Bible, but it's just a lot more cleverly written. And so you got to watch the Bibles you use, and our advice to people is pick one without any footnotes and just read the words. And start with
the
New Testament.
All right,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Byron. And thank you, Charles. I appreciate you being on the program today.
Went fast.
All righty, we'll have to do this again soon.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thank you for your
good
work, Diana. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.